Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Animal Communication Podcast, where the pets talk. I'm Danielle Tremblay, an animal communicator of InsightWithAnimals.com. Each episode will highlight a real animal communication session between a person and their pet. The topic of conversation will be a question posed by the owner to their pet or a series of questions related to a specific topic. So today I have Marlo from Colorado. And Marlo, I want you to say hello.
Hello.
Hello, and thank you for being here. And would you go ahead, Marlo, and introduce the dog, Ziggy Stardust, who we'll be speaking with today?
Ziggy Stardust is about a year and a half old Great Pyrenees Anatolian Shepherd mix. He found us on a mountain road on the 4th of July.
All right, and I know you have some questions revolving around his health, his body, and what was going on that prompted you to originally have a session with myself and then, you know, led eventually up to today where you're going to be a podcast guest?
A couple months ago, Ziggy started behaving really strange. He wasn't eating. He was losing a lot of weight. He just went into the backyard and laid down in the garden. Whole day and a half, he didn't move. He looked sad. And we weren't sure, my husband and I weren't sure if maybe he had found us and he was wandering in the mountains because he was looking to just pass, and we maybe had interfered with that. We weren't sure. So we had found your website, contacted you to have a reading. We wanted to know what we could do for him and if he wanted to be here with us, if he wanted to keep going, if he wanted to live. That was the deciding factor, was talking, having you and Ziggy and my husband all talk together. If we hadn't spoke to you that day, he wouldn't be with us. I know that.
And I recall Ziggy saying he wanted to stay in his body.
Yeah, he said
help.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what did the vets diagnose him with?
He has severe liver disease. They're not sure if he was poisoned when he was younger or if he had gotten into poison. They did a biopsy on his liver, and he had so many liver shunts. It was like a big bowl of spaghetti in there. There was no way to cut off any of the shunt. You can manage it with food and medication. He'll be on medication for the rest of his life, and different supplements. And exactly what he had told you, what Ziggy had told you was wrong with him, that he had this crunchy feeling in his intestines, that his liver, he just felt like his blood was poisoned. Mm-hmm. I had told the vets this. I said, you guys might think I'm crazy. I know you're scientists, but this is what happened, and this is what he's telling us. 2 days later, when we had gotten some test results back, they said, you know, you're right. Or he was right on. Mm-hmm. He was literally being poisoned. His blood was literally being poisoned because his liver could not process the food. So everything was spot on that he had said was wrong with him.
Okay, that's very helpful. So thank you for giving that background. So
yeah.
I know you had some specific questions for him, and I'm going to go ahead and tune in to Ziggy now, and then I'm going to invite you to ask those questions one by one. And
okay.
Let me get his full attention. So Ziggy, please. All right, so he just smiles at me. He shows me himself wiggling his tail, very happy, animated guy, has far more energy than when I recall last speaking to him. So that's wonderful. And he does, by the way, call himself a horse, and that's because of his size.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, with that said, being a very large, you know, dog, even though his body is kind of all over the place, he does his best to be really conscious of where it is in space so that he doesn't knock things over. He's really paying close attention to that. So that's the first thing that comes through, so I want to honor him. Thank you, Ziggy, for that. All right, so Marlo, your first question.
Does he feel that the doctors were able to help him with his needs as we thought they did?
Absolutely. So, Ziggy, how about that? He says medical intervention was necessary in order to save me. He says it's not something that I could have recovered on my own. He tells me that day that you actually brought him to the veterinarian, he just says he was feeling very, very bad. He just shows me as if hugging his abdominal area. He also shows me his stomach feeling very tight that day. He says that I have great relief now. He tells me he was an excellent patient and that he ended up acquiring quite a few best friends. He's referring to the humans. Okay, they knew him by name. He came when called. He was just a really about as good a patient as one can be for a dog who's not feeling well in the hospital. He got a lot of praise, and people were very surprised. They're like, he's telling me, it's like they would say to you, and you found this dog where? You found him running around outside? And it's like they were surprised at how, well, well-mannered and good a dog he is for the situation of how you found him.
That's exactly it, too. Yeah.
Yep. So it was helpful indeed. Now, what exactly did they do for treatment there at the vet?
They had to do exploratory surgery. And they took some liver samples. As soon as they had seen the stents, they realized that surgically they can't fix it, but if we're willing to, with medical attention, with medicine and diet, a low-protein diet, I'm making his food and giving him a prescription food.
Okay, cool. So let me just see what he has to say on the surgical procedure. You know, just the surgical procedure itself, you know, he recovered quite well. He tells me it took about 48 hours before he felt kind of normal, back on his feet post, you know, being opened up post-surgery. But he says even then he thinks his strength actually recovered quite quickly and quite easily. Regarding the diet that he's on to basically maintain wellness in his body, you know, he'd really prefer other treats that tasted better. But with that said, he tells me he will eat it. He'll be a good boy and eat the current food, the current diet you're on. I don't get he's complaining at all. But just the same, there's a feeling like if you're not watching him, he will sneak something that might be on the floor or be on, you know, the end of a counter, because he loves food, period, and it doesn't matter whether it's the prescription or it's something else.
We've noticed
that. He has
that.
A fabulous appetite.
Yes, he does. And the food that I'm making him, it's okay.
Is that food she's making? He says you put a lot of heart into it. In other words, a lot of love. He says, and as a result, of course, I will eat it for you. And I do see him, honestly, you put it down and he eats it right up. As far as the taste and the flavor factor, again, he says, I wish there was more meat in it, a little bit richer. But he says he knows that you have to help him maintain wellness in his body and that the diet is key to doing that. Yes. So he's actually all right with it. He's fine with it.
Good. Good, good.
So what was your next question?
Is he really as happy as he seems to be? He just seems like the happiest dog.
Yeah, he indeed is very happy. He's not putting on a show. What you see is what you get with me, he said. He tells me he's wagging his tail all the time. He sits for people and puts up a paw on people's leg, or it's like he's very dexterous with a paw, and this is what his way of politely, in his mind, asking for attention. So, no, he really is feeling very good in his body present time. Let me see. And how are you doing then, Ziggy, now compared to where you were before the surgery? He says, I've made a complete recovery. He's also telling me that he's not having difficulty ingesting his food. He shows me, I'm not sure if he was having vomiting or what was going on before you had the surgery, but there's a feeling of he had trouble ingesting the food is the phrase.
Yeah,
he
had it was almost like heartburn it would just make him sick to his stomach.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, were you seeing vomiting by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask him. So now he says the food settles in and his body is not reacting to the food you're feeding him at all. It actually, his body deals with it quite well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and what's your last question?
Oh, what's his outlook on life now?
Okay, your outlook on life. He just says to be with my people. He wants to show you the way when you go outside. He wants to run off a little bit ahead of you. It's about being with family and being outdoors. He loves the outdoors. It's his greatest joy. So really his outlook is very full, optimistic. It's about as sunny as it could possibly be.
Good. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So let me go ahead and thank Ziggy, and I'm so glad, Marlo, that he's feeling well. That's great. I am too.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. All right. So we are complete for today. And you have a wonderful day, Marlo, and you as well, Ziggy. And listeners out there, thank you for listening, and you all have a wonderful day.